Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Good evening.
Let's try that again. Good evening.
Good evening.
Trust and pray everybody's doing well. We want to welcome you to our Central Baptist Church annual Christmas Eve communion service. Again, it's not where we just take a whole lot of time, but it's a time that we gather together on Christmas Eve to truly remember why we celebrate the Christmas season. We're glad to have our live audience with us this evening. For those that weren't able to make it, we're glad that you joined us this evening. We trust and pray that your heart will be blessed also. As I think about this time, one of the things that always comes across my mind is the journey that the shepherds had when the angel had appeared to them, and they set forth to go see Jesus. They made a journey. They took the time out of what they were doing to actually go and see the baby Jesus. That's one of the things I look at tonight as we're taking this time. I know that there's a lot of things going on. A lot of you have family that's either coming in or you're going to be traveling. But tonight, you have decided to take these moments to come together, to pause amidst the madness, and to remember why we celebrate the Christmas season. It's not that there's anything magical about coming here to the church, but it's one of those things that I know for me, there's something special about coming together with God's people in God's house to celebrate this time. Although it's a short time, it always reminds us of what Jesus did for us. I want to read with you and share with you that Christmas story out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, before we begin our communion. And I want you to, when we get down to the part about the shepherds, I want you to pay careful attention to what we hear about what they did, not only after they heard the announcement, but afterwards. We read from God's Word, Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. It says, "Then it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angel had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds." Let's pray again. Father, as we come to you tonight, we want to praise you and thank you for Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, when God became man, that we might have an opportunity for salvation. Lord, tonight we ponder your birth. We think about what that event must have been like. We think about how you came to all of mankind, not just simply a few. Lord, we think about your holiness. We think about your deity that you never, ever gave up. But, Lord, rather, you took the time to take all sin to Calvary's cross, then to resurrect that we might have eternal life with you. That never would have happened without your birth. Lord, tonight we celebrate the incarnation. And Lord, as we come together, we pray that you will always help us to keep truly in mind the reason why we celebrate the Christmas season. Bless each and every heart. Bless each family. For Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we think about what it must have been like as Jesus' earthly ministry was coming to an end, and as he met with his disciples in that upper room, they partook of communion. The biggest thing, and I'll mention this again at the end of our communion, was that Jesus said this. He said, when you do this in remembrance of him. To remember all that he's done for us. To remember the love that he gave us. To remember the sacrifice that he took for us and the sin debt that he took for each and every one of us to Calvary's cross. But thanks be to God, Calvary didn't stop it. There was a resurrection on the third day. And although I know this is not Easter, and that's the Easter story, but at Christmas, we celebrate the beginning of all that, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. As Jesus met with his 12 in the upper room, it says that when he gathered them together, he said he took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he passed it to his disciples. And if you'll notice on the bottom of your little cup, if you'll go ahead and take the seal and peel the seal, it'll give you access to the communion wafer. As you take that, I want you to imagine Jesus handing you this in the same manner in which he handed it to his disciples. And he said to them a certain saying, which I'll let you know in just a minute. I want to first of all return thanks for what he's done for us in the same manner they did as they took communion together. May we pray together. Father, tonight we recall Calvary's cross. We recall everything you went through for each and every one of us. Lord, the beating, the crown of thorns, the way you laid your life down to be able to pick it back up. Lord, we think about that upper room. We think about this bread in which we're about to partake in. In the same fashion, you want us to know the same thing that you told your disciples that night in the upper room. Help us, Lord, to understand that as we go away from this place today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Jesus handed it to his disciples and he said, this is my body, which is broken and given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. If you'll go ahead and remove the top seal of your cup, after the disciples had partaken of the bread, Jesus took a cup. And the word says, in a like manner also, he took the cup when he supped, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood. He said, drink ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. But let us pray for the cup before we partake of it. Father, we thank you for your shed blood. Lord, we know that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission for sin. Your word tells us that. Lord, you were teaching the disciples along the way, and in the same manner you teach us even in this day and age. Your shed blood is what covers the multitude of our sin. So, Father, help us to remember the new covenant in your blood as we go forward from this day, and as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said, this is the new covenant in my blood. Drink ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. The word tells us, for as oft as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we do remember his death and show his death until he returns again. What a blessing that is. Amen?
Amen.
Hey folks, God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
God is good. Let me dismiss you in a word of prayer. I want to thank you for coming and joining us tonight as we pause just for these few moments to truly remember why we celebrate Christmas and it being the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we pray again. Father, as we come to you now, we're so grateful, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Lord, we pray that you will forgive us where we fail to remember that. Lord, we ask that you would help us to not only understand and celebrate and proclaim your word like these shepherds did. Father, we're grateful that not only did the shepherds hear the announcement, they went to see the place where the newborn babe lay. They went to see where you were, and then from there they went and told the whole world. May we take lessons from the shepherds in regard to going and spreading the good news to each and every one that we know. Lord, we know that tonight will be a good night. Tonight will be a night where there will be families together, where we will spend quality time together. Lord, we pray for those who will not have that opportunity or advantage. Lord, I pray that you would just fill their lonely heart with every ounce of who you are. Let them know, Lord, that you are there with them. For each and every family and the sound of my voice, I pray that you'll bless them and bless them indeed in a supernatural way. And Lord, we thank you so much for coming to this earth to die on that cross that we might have eternal life. So Lord, may this Christmas be truly different than any we've ever experienced. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.